Hi, I'm Jessica Porter, and welcome back to Sleep Magic, a podcast where I help you to find the magic of your own mind, helping you to sleep better and live better. Well, I have heard from people all over the world in the last week. I heard from a fisherman in Alaska, a couple of people in Ireland, forgive me, Sweden, Mexico, Australians. I heard from a mother of four who's getting better sleep, and even someone who struggles with migraines. But I think most important is my shout out this week to someone named Nolan. Nolan, I apologize for not getting this episode to you before your birthday, but Nolan turned 10 on March 22nd, and he has left no less than 3 reviews over the last year on Sleepwave and Sleep Magic. And he uses the coolest little emojis, and he really, really is helped. So I just want to say, Nolan, thank you. Happy birthday. And thank you so much for listening. 10 is pretty cool, man. Double digits. Enjoy. Before we get started, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right. If you'd like to leave a review or a rating for Sleep Magic, please do. Help us spread the word, spread the vibe, spread the sleep. We got nothing to lose but people being in better moods and healthier. Tonight, practicing self-love. It's always a good time for some self-love. In fact, at the core of hypnotherapy is the recovery of our wholeness, the byproduct of which is self-love. But self-love is not conceited or arrogant. It has nothing to do with the ego. It's not even an idea. Self-love is the simple, unconflicted resonance within ourselves, a lack of inner conflict. But wait, isn't self-love selfish? The S word, selfish. We're told that selfishness is bad, that it's fundamentally greedy, and that by being selfish, we're somehow taking from others. And sure, there's a type of self-centeredness that is out of balance. We're always striking a balance between loving ourselves and others. But to neglect ourselves because of some admonition that self-love is indulgent or unnecessary, that's simply illogical. How do you expect a house to stand if its foundation is crumbling? How do you expect a fountain to give off water if it's never filled? Taking care of oneself is a critical part of the love equation if we are to share ourselves with others over time. Without it, we end up resentful, trying to get our needs met in underhanded ways. So tonight, we're practicing self-love, shamelessly, and it's going to feel great. So get yourself into a safe and comfortable position, and let's begin. Just allow your eyes to close easily and gently as you bring yourself into your inner world. And now I'd like you to bring your awareness to your breathing. Just let your breath be normal and natural, but your awareness, your focus, which has been darting around in the world, sometimes frantically, we're just inviting it back to the breath. We're just inviting it back to the body. Even your awareness wants to rest. Just let it come home to the breath. Good. Now I'd like you to bring your awareness up into your eyelids and imagine that the little muscles of your eyelids are feeling loose and limp and relaxed. Feel that heaviness. Imagine your eyelids are like the heavy red velvet curtains on a stage on Broadway. Those little ball bearings sewn into the bottom, so heavy. And as you accept this heaviness, you accept the suggestion that your eyelids are so relaxed they simply will not open. So now I'd like you to test your eyelids to make sure they won't open by wiggling your eyebrows. Just give them a little tug. Play pretend. Oh, my eyes won't open. Good. Now this relaxation that you have around your eyes, it's the same quality of relaxation that you'll soon have throughout your entire body. And you may even be beginning now to send it through your body. Because if you've been listening to Sleepwave for a while, you haven't trained with my voice. And your body is already taking you deeper. Already taking you deeper. As that heaviness around your eyes moves back into your head, a wonderful mist of relaxation taking over every single cell of your brain, causing your head to feel so heavy on the pillow. The muscles of your face letting go. No more acting today. No more pleasing other people. Letting go of any mask you may wear sometimes. As this relaxation moves down through your neck and your throat, deep into your shoulders melting like butter into the bed. Just imagine that relaxation moving down your arms now. Allow your arms to feel nice and heavy, heavy, heavy. Imagine they're like logs on the floor of the forest. As you let go. Great. You're doing great. You may be aware of some of the sounds going on around you right now. Sounds from within your environment or out on the street. And that's okay, because from this moment on, no sound that you hear will bother or disturb you in any way. In fact, from this moment on, any sound that you hear will actually cause you to go deeper and even deeper into relaxation. Just open to those sounds, because they're just vibrations. Just relax into them and let them take you deeper. The only sound you're paying any attention to is the sound of my voice. And the sound of my voice is also taking you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Now let's imagine that mist of relaxation moving down into your torso, filling your whole torso, from the top of your rib cage down to the bottom of your pelvis as your torso starts to feel deliciously relaxed and heavy on the bed. Your whole body just letting go, just letting go. As the relaxation moves down your legs, allow your legs to feel nice and heavy. Like they too are logs on the floor, a silent forest. Just for tonight, just for right now. As the relaxation moves down into your feet, down into your toes, everything becoming heavy, heavy, heavy. I'd like you to bring your awareness to your heart. And even though I said that your arms were heavy, you find that you can lift one of your hands and place it over your heart. Just check in with yourself tonight. How do you feel? Do you feel peace coming from your heart? Or some kind of tension? How do you feel about connecting with yourself? Sometimes we don't let ourselves do this. We've been trained to detach from ourselves, to be completely outward looking. How does it feel to go inside? As you check in with your heart, you're taking yourself deeper and deeper into relaxation. By placing your palm over your heart, you're strengthening a circuit of energy inside of you. You're giving the message to your own subconscious mind that you exist. You matter. And that you can send love to yourself. You are connecting with the rhythm of who you are, with your heart, which generates the biggest, strongest force field in your body. This is your metronome. Your drumbeat. This is the center of your relationship to yourself. The core pulse of your energy system. As you check in, notice if you discover any negative beliefs you might have about self-love, any messaging you've ever received around self-love being selfish or conceited. The the messages you may have received from our culture about selfishness. That to love oneself is indulgent or narcissistic. That loving oneself means not loving others. Imagine those belief systems floating around your heart. Creating interference between you and your heart. And now, as you go deeper and even deeper into relaxation, your whole body becoming loose and limp like a rag doll. Allow those belief systems to dissolve. The truth is, we must all take care of ourselves. Animals care for themselves without thoughts or opinions. We don't begrudge the plants when they reach for the sun or pull nutrients from the earth. Just like a plant or an animal, you require nourishment, and you are allowed to receive it. It's okay to love myself. It's okay to love myself. I'm allowed to love myself. I give myself permission to love myself. I love myself. You're doing great. Notice if other belief systems persist. Maybe you believe there isn't enough love to go around. But that's simply not true either. Love is a type of pure, positive energy. And it expresses itself through all of nature. It's only when we resist it that we start believing there's not enough. Imagine receiving energy from the earth, from the core of the earth, filled with magma. Open yourself to this tremendous energy coming up through the earth as the planet spins. And now imagine the energy of the sun, the pure positive energy available to you every day, even when it's behind the clouds. As you relax, taking yourself deeper and deeper, you open to all the energy above, below, and around your body. And begin to feel how much energy there is. It's abundant. And limitless. I am a whole, healthy organism, filling with pure, positive energy. I am here to thrive on this planet like every other organism. I overflow with energy. This energy is abundant, limitless, and expansive. Love is abundant, limitless, and expansive. As I open to this energy, I love myself and others. As I accept myself, I accept others. As I allow myself to heal, I encourage others to heal. Now bring your awareness back to your heart. Notice how connected you feel to your own heart. And we're going to work on a couple more things. Sometimes when we are afraid, we tense up, and a part of our heart sort of freezes. even though our lives move on, that little part of our heart stays frozen. If we've had lots of scary experiences, it can become difficult to connect with our own heart because so much of it feels frozen or stuck in the past. Notice if there are any parts of your heart that feel frozen from the past. As you go deeper and deeper into relaxation, you realize that tonight, right now, you are safe. The past is over. You are in a different place, a different experience, and you have agency in your life. As you relax, going deeper and deeper, allow the frozen parts of your heart to thaw and come back into flow. Warm and red and flowing. Here, right now, it feels nice to allow your heart thaw and warm up and feel safe. Sometimes, if you've been hurt, part of your heart shuts off. Your heart feels things. It has neurons. And when it feels too much hurt, those neurons can shut down. They don't want to trust again. Don't want to be vulnerable. But as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation, imagine those hurts dissolving. Imagine the neurons of your heart relaxing and filling with good energy. Notice the neurons in your heart lighting up again. It feels good to let your heart light up. Notice that your heart is warm and glowing now. I'd like you to imagine that you're standing in front of a mirror, and in it you see a small version of yourself. It's you at maybe 2 or 3 years old, a time before you felt afraid or hurt. Maybe you're just a baby. Reach into the mirror and pick up this little version of you. And just hold yourself. Just hold yourself. This child has been waiting for you for a very long time. Tell this child what they need to hear. And notice how good this feels. As you say to this little child, it's okay to relax. You're safe now. I'll protect you. It's okay to have your feelings. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to be you. Now imagine the child getting small enough to fit in the palm of your hand. And you imagine this child moving inside your heart. Inside your heart. Because this is where they live. as you connect with this child inside your heart, you're changing. Instead of feeling conflicted, you feel coherent. Instead of holding back, you give. Instead of contracting, you expand. Self-love is generous. Self-love is generous. Self-love is generous. From now on, whenever you place your hand on your heart, you will feel this connection inside yourself. As you relax now, going deeper and deeper, feeling comfortable in your skin, comfortable in your bed, comfortable heart. As you drift, and float, and dream.